Here with WFYI News education reporter Eric Weddle. Eric, welcome.
Hey, Chris.
This is our fourth discussion about education issues at the State House this session. This week, we're looking at the issue that's really dominated headlines the past couple of weeks, and that would be the ISTEP exam, which is used to measure students' education progress in grades 3 through 8. But there's legislation gaining some momentum right now that would end the ISTEP and other standardized tests and replace them with the national test. It's sort of separate from this whole issue we've been hearing about over the past couple of weeks regarding the ISTEP test length. So what's this legislation all about?
Sure, yeah, this is separate than the whole fight over the lengthy ISTEP test. So basically, Senate Bill 566 would stop the tradition of Indiana hiring an outside company to basically design and implement the test, what we know as the ISTEP test. This bill would actually look to find a national test that would be picked by the State Board of Education, and there's a possibility this could actually replace other tests taken now, such as IREAD 3 and end-of-year assessment tests. So students would just have one test, and the hope is it would save a lot of money.
So this seems less about ideology or education philosophy and more about dollars and cents. So how much can we save?
Yeah, I think it hits on a lot of those issues because basically everyone seems to be against a lot of testing. People also seem to be against spending a lot of money. Senator Luke Kenley, who did support the repeal of Common Core, which kind of brought us here, kind of realized that creating the new ISTEP test, this costs too much money. So CTB McGraw-Hill, they're the company that has the current ISTEP test contract. The past 4 years, they were paid $100 million nearly to design and give that test. They have the test this year. The next ISTEP test, 15-16 school year, is estimated to cost around $65 million. When Kenley heard that, he thought that was just way too much money, and he wants the state to seriously look at finding an off-the-shelf test, a test that already exists, that could, like I said, be brought to Indiana and tweaked to fit our standards.
Okay, so state leaders in the past have opposed implementing a national test, right?
Yes,
and that sort of had something to do with the repeal of the Common Core standards.
Right.
It was less than 2 years ago that the governor pulled Indiana out of the Partnership for Assessment of Readiness and Careers, or PARC, consortium, and that's a test strongly associated with the Common Core education standards. Mm-hmm. It's more of a national exam. So what's changed?
Well, like I said, I think it's the cost of it. People are looking at how much money we're going to be spending with an outside company. I think the hope is if you find a test that already exists and it has changed, it'll be a better deal for taxpayers. It'll cost less. It'll be easier to give. And I think also there's just so much anxiety now about students taking too many tests. And the hope is that this maybe one test could be given and it would satisfy a lot of federal regulations and state needs.
So, Eric, there's another bill I want to discuss quickly, one that would let private schools receiving state-funded vouchers opt out of the ISTEP and pick their own test. So what's that all about?
Sure. Well, Republican Senator Scott Schneider, he kind of tried this last year with the bill, and then he brought it back this year a little bit different. Basically, he was saying if a private school receives vouchers, they could be able to kind of pick what standardized tests they want to take from a list of approved tests. So instead of the ISTEP, they could choose from other ones that the state have said of okay. He got a lot of pushback from that. Interesting pushback was people saying, why not let all schools do this? Why not let public schools, the charter schools, voucher schools all pick the test, you know, not just one school? He kind of came back with that and said, let's just talk about this. So that has actually gone to a summer study committee right now. It's probably where they'll end up. So we can see more discussion about that.
I would assume that there would be concerns if everybody were able to pick their test about how that would fit into the state's A through F accountability.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of questions that would work it out. I think that's kind of why he's taken that fight to have more discussion. I think with his other bill that we've been discussing here, also up for debate, there's a lot of things to be worked out.
So, Eric, this is the last of our education conversations for a bit, at least. We may take some time in the future to have these types of discussions when there are things to talk about. But this time slot going forward will be dedicated to regular features produced by you about education. And we look forward to your reporting in the coming months. And once again, thanks for keeping us up on all things education.
Thanks, Chris.